I think it's clearly positive for him. That's good. And I think it's another, perhaps, small step to hopefully this being at some point in time a non-issue. But I think what's really noticeable about this is football is still, I think, in the situation where a player has to retire and be outside the professional game before they feel comfortable taking this type of step. So for me, in that sense, we haven't moved on at all. And I think the institutional and cultural reasons why it's pretty much impossible at the moment for a player to do what he's done, who's playing, still remain.
Yeah, I was going to say that's a lot of people's feelings. They find it really sad that he's had to wait till he retires.
Yeah, and that's been the typical experience in football. It's good to see that other sports aren't in that situation, but there just seems to be something very particularly to do with certain cultural aspects of the game, both its organisation and also its support and basis, that mean it's almost unthinkable right now for certainly a professional footballer with a lot of public exposure to do it, and whoever does will be very brave.
Why do you think it is, you know, that football is like this? Is it because it is seen as such a macho sport?
I think there are far more macho sports than football where this isn't an issue. I don't think it's got anything to do with being macho as such. What I think it's to do with, I mean, it's a whole series of things, and it's difficult for me to kind of, briefly summarise those. But I do think there is a particular culture within the game that is centred around a very narrow type of masculinity that is very typically white, typically homophobic, and still, and we've seen this repeatedly, quite racist at times as well. And it does seem to be something that's quite particular to football. And quite often when you listen to people talking about this issue, they, you know, say, the reason why football hasn't come out yet is because of the abuse from fans. That's actually a secondary issue. Within the game, footballers who talked about this when they've come out after they've left the game have said it's not that that's the issue. It's that it would affect their careers, their teammates, their coaches. For example, recently we had Robbie Rogers come out as gay, and now he's back playing in the US. And his previous boss was Neil Warnock. Now, those of us who know football, I think, would know why a player, if he was gay, would feel very fearful about approaching that type of manager to discuss that sort of issue. So there are numerous reasons, but there does seem to be something quite culturally specific about football. And as so far, the FA have been largely useless at doing anything about it.
Well, they're not great, are they, about many things. I don't know, as you mentioned, Neil Warnock, I had the pleasure of interviewing